Welcome back, Golden Hawks. This is the After Class Show. I'm your Friday night host, Sam. What do we got going on today? Today, I did nothing. I did literally nothing. I had a tutorial, but it was one of those ones where it's like, oh, you only have to do this assignment a couple times, and you're like, whatever your lowest one is drops, you don't have to do the fourth one. So I didn't go. And I did not a lot. I ordered breakfast in. I've been playing Animal Crossing like crazy. Oh my gosh. I mean, like, I've always loved Animal Crossing. I've been on that since I was a kid, playing on my cousin's like DS or whatever. But like that update, the 3.0 like update. First off, like obviously I don't have a Switch 2 because I don't know why I said obviously, but like I don't really play anything else besides Animal Crossing. But I do have the DLC. So even like during that dry spell we got where we had no updates for like 3 years, I still had stuff to do. So I've been playing. But now everybody wants to play. So there's so much stuff to like see and do. Like people are talking about Animal Crossing, which is awesome, which I love. So I've just been playing Animal Crossing all day. Today I've been in a very like yearning mood. I love listening to music like that. Like that's just my vibe today. I don't know. We're gonna start off with a 10-minute song, a 9.5-minute song. We are starting off with Venice Bitch by Lana Del Rey. Okay, quick little 10-minute song to get us started. Once again, that was Venice Bitch by Lana Del Rey. I remember being like maybe 15, and I was starting to get into more like kind of physical music. Like I had a couple vinyls and a couple CDs, but like my dad has like, I think a lot. He doesn't think a lot. I think he has a lot of music. And so I was like, I want to buy more CDs, like whatever, whatever. And I remember asking my mom to buy me Lana Del Rey CDs. And I remember asking her to buy me this one. She was like, what's it called? And she got so mad because it has the F word in the title. And then I ended up getting it anyway. That's okay. Going on a little bit more of a sadder route for this next song, we're going to be doing Sienna by the Marías. Once again, it's not really a yearning song, actually. Apparently, this is the song. Okay, this is just what I've seen in Instagram comments, so I don't know if it's true. But people say, like, her and one of the other members in the band were together, dating or otherwise, I'm not sure. And she wrote this song for, like, because they broke up and they're still in the band together. She wrote this song for, like, the child she could have had with him. I don't know if this is true, but people say it is. It kind of sounds like it could be. But, yeah, people say that this is, like, the song she wrote for the hypothetical child they would have had, which kind of makes sense. Like, I don't know. I just really love this song. Kind of makes sense vibe-wise. It'd be about that. So, Sienna by the Marías. And once again, that was Sienna by the Marías. We have a couple of my other friends tuning in today. Hello, hello. I'm feeling in a very yearning mood, as I said earlier. So all the songs would be kind of, maybe not sad-ish. I don't like when people describe music as just sad. And this comes from like the Mitski thing in like the early 2020s and late 2010s. People would be like, oh, Mitski's sad girl music. Mitski's sad girl music. Like, no, some people just can't like comprehend very emotional music outside of just describing it as sad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, Sienna by the Marías is obviously kind of a melancholic song. It's about the potential child she could have had with her lover that they broke up so she never got to have. But it's also like there's so much like love in that song, and it's just such like a beautiful like piece of art. Like, not to be like pretentious, like, oh, music is art, but like obviously it is. And there's so many more emotions that go into things than just being sad. Like, that's when people are like, oh, true Mitski lovers, like, we don't listen to Mitski. And it's like, you don't listen to Mitski. Maybe you can't handle it. I was in high school getting ready to that in the morning just to go to math first period. Like, I can handle it. But anyway, up next we have Hala by Mazzy Star, which I've definitely played on here a few times. It's probably just, like, my favorite Mazzy Star song. It's just, I don't know. Especially being off of She Hangs Brightly, which is a little bit, like, more underrated. I think it's just my favorite song. So, once again, Hala by Mazzy Star. Okay, once again, that was Hala by Mazzy Star. I have been specifically requested to shout out my new listeners. So, shout out Sophia and Tristan for listening. For any of my other friends who are listening that don't know, these are like my day ones. We've been friends since like grade 5, so very long time. And you know what, now that I'm in the mood for shout outs, specific shout out to Sophia, because I'm about to play a Claro song, and Sophia loves Claro, so maybe that's for her. This is Slow Dance by Claro. Okay, once again, that was Slow Dance by Claro. Not a whole lot to say about that song. It was on my summer playlist from last summer, obviously, so feels very kind of grade 12 to me, but I like that song a lot. Up next, we have a song that I have definitely overplayed. I've played it probably 1,000 times on here. Song I love very much. Love to hear it when it comes out in the car. Oh, I just turned off the lyric thing. We have Kinky Love by Pale Saints, which is a secret shout out for somebody I'm gatekeeping. Once again, Kinky Love by Pale Saints. Okay, once again, that was Kinky Love by Pale Saints. For our next song, we're going to kind of pivot to a different vibe direction. Still in a yearning mood. Of course, we're still yearning. We're always yearning. But we're going to something, I guess, upbeat. Not really upbeat, but just kind of a different vibe. Up next, we have... Oh, if I can get it open. Up next, we have Ypsilin by La Femme. C'est Jair, la copa. Une nuit froide, tu te glaces dans le fluide infernal. Okay, and that was Ypsilin by La Femme. While that was playing, obviously I was scrolling through deciding what I wanted to play next, and I still have nothing, so you're gonna have to bear with me just talking for a little bit, because nothing feels like the vibe right now. All of my playlists are like hyper specific, so there's nothing like kind of just general. Most of the time you guys are hearing stuff off of my... This is actually, I think I said this, this is a day list I use like a website to copy. Whimsical, Whimsigoth 90 Soft Rock Sunday Evening. That's usually the vibe of this, I feel like. It's very yearning-ish, too. But, see, I want to play Lana Del Rey, but I know if I start on Lana Del Rey, that's what the next half an hour is going to be. And I did that last week, so I can't do that again. I think we might have to pivot from the yearning, unfortunately. Well, hang on. We can do a little bit more yearning. We'll do, we'll do just a tiny bit of Lana Del Rey. I'll only do, like, one or two, I promise. Only one or two. We'll do... What are we in the mood for? Okay, we're going to do... That was my phone buzzing. I don't know if you heard that. Oops. Okay, we'll do Let the Light In by Lana Del Rey. Okay, once again, that was Let the Light In by Lana Del Rey featuring Father John Misty. I saw 1,000 Lana songs I could have played, but my thing is once I start listening to Lana, like, that's all I want to hear for the rest of the night. I don't know what my problem is. It's just... Her music just does that for me. Like, I just can't. So we're going to pivot back to Claro, which I think is still kind of yearning. These songs, not necessarily as much. But up next, we have Bags by Claro, the infamous Bags by Claro. However, this is the Live at Electric Lady version. So this was recorded in 2023. And I remember this little, like, I don't know what you call it, if it's like an EP or an album, or I think maybe it's a single. I don't know how music like that works. But this little... collection of five songs was like my favorite thing, like summer 2023. This was like all I listened to. I'd go on like hours long like bike rides and just listen to these same five songs like over and over. I love these versions of it. I think I've just always been a Claro lover. Oh my gosh, the deep breath right into the mic, sorry guys. But I've always been a Claro lover. I remember when, like, in 2019 when Immunity came out, like Bags was on Immunity, and I remember that was the only album I had downloaded onto my phone because I didn't have Spotify Premium when I was like 12, so I like questionably downloaded it onto my phone from like YouTube, and that was the only album I had to listen to on like the like car ride or like road trip, I guess, my parents and I took to go like visit my cousins in the States. So I was listening to this for like an 8-hour like drive, and that's okay. Like, that's my truth. I know my truth and I have to live it. Okay. Anyway, this is Bags by Claro live at Electric Lady Studios. All these little games, you can call me by the name I gave you. Okay, once again, Bags by Claro, recorded at Electric Lady Studios. A couple diligent listeners, well, really like one and a half, have informed me that my sound is kind of weird. I don't know why. I haven't touched anything. I haven't moved anything. If it's weird, I apologize. I don't know how to fix it. We're almost done, though. 15 minutes left. Yeah, I think we can bear with it. We will do another one from this single, live at Electric Lady Studios. We'll do Amoeba by Claro once again.
I just love Claro. I love her creative vision. I love how she dresses at like awards and stuff like that. I love her music. I love all the live versions of her music. I mean, I think even the studio versions have a lot of like, just I guess emotion in her voice, but like they're obviously all really good songs anyway, but like the live versions are just so much more. So once again, Amoeba, oh my gosh, just saying stuff. Amoeba by Claro, recorded live at Electric Lady Studios. Okay, once again, Amoeba by Claro, recorded live at Electric Lady Studios. Sound might not be better. I don't know. I have nothing to do with all of that. Only a couple minutes left. We have 10 minutes left, so we'll do one, maybe two more songs. Up next, we have Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice. Every time I click on something on Spotify, something else opens. I'm too old to use Spotify on a computer. Okay, Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice. All right, that was Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice. We have like 5 minutes left, so we'll do one more quick song and then we'll be done for tonight. We'll play Softly by Claro off of Immunity. So let me get that up and going. Okay, Softly by Claro. Okay, Softly by Claro. We have less than 2 minutes left, so I'm obviously not going to start another song now because I don't want to have to cut one short. But yeah, that was today. Very kind of yearning, except for a couple, one or two, where I just wanted to play whatever I felt like. Next week will be less yearning, guys, I promise. Probably. No, actually, you know what? No promises. I'm not even going to make that promise. Hopefully it'll be less yearning. Yeah, I mean, I don't have much to say for tonight. I feel like pretty chill show, pretty chill week. If anybody who has midterms coming up, good luck on those. I have one on the 12th that is not going to be fun. That's for sure. I'm definitely, we have to cite, oh, sorry, it's me playing with my super big gulp cup. But the one I have on the 12th is, we have to cite specific sources on it. So I need to get on studying for that. But yeah, less than a minute left. Just want to say, I hope everyone has a good night. It's not too cold out, so you don't really have to bundle up, but I guess bundle up if you have to. Yeah, that's pretty much all for me, but we still have like 30 seconds left. What should we talk about for our last 30 seconds? I don't know. My birthday's this month, so you guys won't see me for one of the days because it's my birthday. I'm doing whatever I want. That's pretty much it. We got like 10 seconds left, so we'll cut it off here. I hope everyone has a good night, has a good week, a good weekend. Everyone gets a good sleep tonight, and yeah, see you guys next week. Bye.